USA Radio News.
Meetings between Democrats and Republicans are expected to continue on Sunday as folks hope to put an end to the partial government shutdown by coming to an agreement. President Trump's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, tells CNN that on Saturday, the Democrats didn't even come to negotiate a deal.
I thought we could come in to talk about terms that we could agree on, places where we all agreed we should be spending more time, more attention, things we could do to improve our border security. And yet the opening line from one of the lead Democrat negotiators was that they were not there to talk about any agreement. They were actually, in my mind, there to stall.
President Trump, meanwhile, is in Camp David working with his key staffers to come up with their agenda for the upcoming year. And President Trump is far alone from wanting to secure our borders, as according to a recent Gallup poll, Americans view immigration as the second biggest problem facing our country today. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Pew Research Center has released the results of the religious composition of the new 116th Congress. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That composition includes the first two Muslim women ever to serve in the House of Representatives. According to Pew researcher Alexandra Sandstrom, the new Congress showed a decline of Christians from 91 to 88%. She was also surprised by those who refused to state their religious affiliation or lack thereof.
I am really interested in the share of people who declined to specify their religious affiliation. That number is up 8 seats this Congress.
Bill Kristol and a few former Weekly Standard editors have landed at another anti-Trump publication. The Bulwark is a conservative website that until now has served as a news aggregator, but according to CNN, they've reportedly hired a bunch of former Weekly Standard employees less than 2 weeks after their former employer closed its doors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the taking a knee issue no longer in the news, the NFL's ratings have seen a rebound. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Overall, NFL ratings are up by 5% over last season. The league releasing its figures that show the average game in 2018 drew 15.8 million viewers, up from 14.9 million the year before. Average streaming viewership also rose. That was up by 86% with a total of 13 Thursday night games that were streamed on Amazon Prime.
Researchers are still trying to figure out if artificial sugar and sweeteners is as bad for you or better for you than real sugar. David Zenzinko is author of the Zero Sugar Cookbook. He joins NBC's Today Show and talks about surveys and studies that discuss sugar, real versus fake.
Yeah, and the jury's still out on that. The study concluded that it might be better to have diet soda with artificial sweeteners rather than have sugary soda.
Zenzinko says don't fear if you have a sweet tooth.
I think the single best resolution you can make is to cut out added sugars wherever you can. And the benefits, first of all, you're going to start to lose a lot of belly fat. Some of our panelists lost up to 16 pounds in 14 days. You're then going to boost your metabolism, which in turn is going to help you eliminate bloating. You're going to help slash your diabetes risk.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.